I decided to sort of do a podcast right now. Now, I'm not going to go live, but if I want to go live, I will go live. Because I'm debating whether I want to go to live or not because I'm in a bad mood. And I should be in a bad mood. We got all this filth here. Now, I know what I'm talking about. All this filth. Yeah, I said it, filth. You know, they're blaming the girl instead of the filth. Hold on just a second. Let's roll the intro. You're racing on by doesn't change anything. I'm still speaking out. No, this won't be gaming and talk. It'll be the podcast. Here I come. Damn it, I was muted. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the second podcast of the year. And I'm going to try not to do the explosive cussing. Because that kind of sounds childish. That sounds adolescent. It's not really, because adolescents shouldn't really talk like that. No, if a kid is talking that way, his mama needs to be washing his mouth out with soap. Like I said, I'm deciding whether or not to go live, and if I do, I'll just click live. I've already started this thing off here. I may just not go live. I may just record it. Because we are here for the second podcast. Thank you, audience. Thank you. We're here. That's my little soundboard. You know, this past weekend, we had here in Georgia a rotten piece of filth. A rotten piece of filth that his brother worked for the school. Murder a girl. He literally murdered her while she was jogging. And now, instead of blaming the filth, they're blaming the girl. I saw that on michaelsavage.com today. Michael Savage. I decided not to go live just in case I say something that I have to censor. Because your brain goes places. When then I typed that in wrong. I always do that. I did that back in the old days. When I had to listen to him from the website. Now we're going to pull up Michael Savage's website on the podcast, Z Podcasts. Soon as I find the browser, I've got all this stuff all messed up. And there is the Michael Savage website, Michael Savage. I've thought about it. You know, I tell y'all that Savage and Art Bell were two of my inspirations. You know, I run into Savage exactly a decade later after running into Art Bell. I ran into Art Bell in September 1994, exactly 1 month less of a decade later. August 2004, I ran into Michael Savage. It's hard to believe it's been a look at this freak taking a selfie. Is Ukraine about to fall? Will Zelensky be replaced? That was his last podcast. But I saw a headline here earlier today about this devil, this demon in Georgia who killed a girl while going jogging. And now they're blaming the jogger. Now they're blaming the girl. This filthy little vermin. Venezuelan, I think he was. I'm not saying all Venezuelans are garbage. He is. Microsoft brags about paying minorities more than whites for the same work. Shame on you, you rotten, filthy schmucks. You realize you're doing everything even Martin Luther King Jr. preached against? Shame on you, you fucking vermin. Shame on you, you fucking vermin. I said it. Biden administration planted an operative in Fannie Willis' office, says sources say. Killer St. Louis driver is freed on bond after running red light and plowing into mom and daughter, who both died as they left the Drake concert. Share that killer St. Louis driver is freed on bond after running red light and plowing into a mom and daughter who both died as they left the Drake concert. Trump appeals $355 million ruling in New York City civil fraud case. Notice I doubled the fraud. I doubled that fraud. The fraud civil case. It is a fraud case. It's a fraud case. Biden butchers the line from Lincoln's inaugural address after saying, "I want to make sure I get this quote exactly right." Fed up Toronto residents are hiding their cars in secret locations, patrolled by guard dogs after car theft soared 150% 6 years, with Justin Trudeau's woke bill and citizen ruse blamed for encouraging thieves. Yeah, these people believe in. There's that piece of vermin, that piece of filth right now. That's that article. I shared it just about an hour ago while I was waiting on supper to get ready. U.S. Air Force member dies after setting himself on fire at Israeli embassy in D.C., yelling "Free Palestine!" These stupid fucking idiots. By the way, I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to be evil. I'm not trying to sound evil. And I do believe that Israel does have a right to defend itself if they're attacked. And yes, I do believe that. But both the Israelis and the Palestinians are abusing each other. You do realize that both the Palestinians and the Israelis are abusing each other. Now, do I agree with Palestinians, innocent Palestinians dying? No. Do I agree with innocent Jews dying? No. I think both of these freaking governments need to get together and work out whatever problems they got and leave their freaking citizens alone. That's what Anthony Phillips Stone believes. I'm not involved with either side. Indeed, I'm siding with America. I'm siding America with the funding. I'm siding with America on the borders, language, culture. I'm siding with America on our border. Fixing our border, money to go to our border, but I don't want money going to wars. That means Ukraine. I don't want money funding Zelensky. And I don't want money funding the war machine with the Israel-Palestinian thing. Let Israel handle it themselves. They've got the tools. We don't need to give them any more money. AP report on Lincoln Riley murder omits suspect's immigration status, focuses on the dangers of women jogging alone. No, if this filthy fucking vermin hadn't been here in this country illegally, she'd be alive right now. Don't holler if he'd been a legal citizen and he killed her, he would still. Well, then he had a right to be here. The problem is this fucking filthy thing didn't have a right to be here, and this fucking filthy thing shouldn't be here. You know, that's the kind of twisting that these crazy people do. If this filthy fucking piece of shit was not here in our country, this girl would be alive right now. Oh, yeah, she could have got killed in a car wreck. She could have been struck by lightning. She could have drowned. But now the thing is this filthy fucking bum took her life. This illegal trash, this illegal filth took her life. Report, hottest severe undersea communications cables link in Europe and Asia. No serenity for Jerry Seinfeld as he's berated by anti-Israel protesters outside New York City event. Now, let me tell you something, people. You don't have a right to attack these people because they don't agree with your little point of view. Now, you've heard my point of view. My point of view is I think both Palestine and Israel are to blame for each other's woes. And yes, they do both hurt each other. They do. The Israelis has hurt Palestinians, and the Palestinians have went way beyond. Like turning, what was it? Savage used to quote it all the time. About the turning the flower gardens into warheads and stuff like that, sending rockets over to Israel. But now you don't have a right to berate these Jews because they want to support their country. They got a right to support their country if they want to. I'm sorry. Jerry Seinfeld is a Jewish guy. If he wants to support Israel, he's got the right to support Israel. Whether you like it or not, protest all you want. California judge upholds transgender notification ban on critical race theory in local school district. California judge upholds transgender notification ban on critical race theory in local school district. Japan's moonlander survives a second week-long lunar night, beaten predictions. The censors who say Mary Poppins is too offensive for kids to watch alone contains discriminatory language. Multiple fans knocked down and knocked out during massive brawl at UFC Mexico City event. I was reading about that. $1 billion donation will provide free tuition at Bronx Medical Schools. Homeless man Stephen Erland builds cabin in Seattle Public Park after digging up site with excavator to find treasure. Venezuelan migrant influencer asked followers to support Times Square shooter. Whoa. Now look at that. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Lorenzo Moreno, a Venezuelan migrant influencer, has asked his more than 300,000 followers on TikTok to unite in support of Jesus Alejandro Rivas Fioga, the 15-year-old migrant who shot a woman in New York City Times Square earlier this month. In the video proceeding to his followers, I done run my voice today. Moreno asked, I don't know how Savage did it for 3 hours. You know, he used to do that for 3 hours. Michael Savage, you was a legend. You used to do what I'm doing right now, what I did on that gaming session a while ago, and now a podcast. You used to do that for 3 freaking hours a day. And I used to be one of the listeners. I don't know how he got through it. The 15-year-old migrant who shot a woman in the New York Times Square this month. In this video, pleading to his followers, Moreno asked that people donate to pay Rivas Figueroa's picture above legal fees. Why the hell do you need to pay his legal fees? This little fucking piece of shit got himself into it. I invite you to find his mother and for all of us to unite to pay the fines so the young Venezuelan feels that he's not alone during these difficult moments. Remember that up there's a God who sees everything down here, he said. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about God. A little bit about God. Let's bring up that in the Bible. What does it say about shedding innocent blood? Shedding innocent Blood in scriptures. Let's just pull up some of these scriptures. What the Bible has to say about shedding innocent blood. This is 13 verses by knowing Jesus. Proverbs 6:17, a haughty eyes and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. That's one of them. Deuteronomy 19:10. So innocent blood will not be shed in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance. As an inheritance, and blood guiltiness be on you. Samuel 19:5. For he took his life in the hands and struck the Philistine. And the Lord brought a great deliverance from all of Israel. You saw it and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood and by putting David to death without a cause? 1 Kings 2:31, the king said to him, do as he has spoken, and fall upon him and bury him. That you may remove from me and from my father's house the blood which Jacob shed without cause. Without cause. When you could kill innocent people, why is God going to care about this little vermin that killed an innocent woman? Kings 2:21-16. Moreover, Massena shed very much innocent blood until he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, besides his sin, which he made and made Judah sin, in doing evil in the sight of the Lord. In the sight of the Lord, this little evil schmuck shot an innocent woman in the sight of the Lord. Let's go Bible on these people. You know they like to preach. Psalm 94:21. They abandon us together against the life of a righteous and condemn the innocent to death. Condemn the innocent to death. Isaiah 59:7. Their feet run to evil, and they hasten to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Devastation and destruction are in their highway. Lamentations 4:13. Because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, who have shed in her midst the blood of the righteous. Now I know anytime you hear about righteousness, you're talking about God's people. Those are people that were really innocent and they were only guilty of preaching his word. When you read that, that's what that's talking about. But now, when you go out and kill somebody innocently, it don't matter whether you're killing a Christian or non-Christian. If you killed an innocent person, you have done evil in the sight of the Lord. Job 3:19, Egypt will become a waste, and Edom will become desolate wilderness, because of the violence done to the sons of Judah, in whose land they have shed innocent blood. What does the Ten Commandments say? What does the Ten Commandments say? What is the Ten? Y'all don't never want to. Oh, that's Old Testament. No, the Ten Commandments ain't. The decrees and the laws of the Jewish community is Old Testament. Not the Ten Commandments. What does the Ten Commandments say? Thou shalt not kill. Now, it ain't just talking about just killing. It ain't just talking about going there and killing to survive or something like that. It's talking about innocent blood, shedding innocent blood, shedding innocent blood. This little vermin, God does see everything, and God's seeing you support evil. God does see everything. Let's go to Infowars.com. Now, anytime you see innocent blood, mostly in the Bible, it's talking about his prophets and his people. But now it does apply because he said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not murder. Proper translation. That's not meaning killing to survive, like, say, Kyle Rittenhouse. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about shedding innocent blood. Shedding innocent. His blood cries up to me from the ground. Where is your brother? I know not. I'm not my brother's keeper. Let's look that up. Adam and King. I mean, not Adam and King. Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. The innocent blood screen. I hate that beep. That started when I played that game on here. I don't know how to stop it. I'm trying. Cain and Abel in Genesis 4. Let's find the chapter. His blood cries up, just like that woman's blood cries. That other Venezuelan vermin. That's a Venezuelan vermin, too. Illegal Venezuelan vermin. Illegal immigrant. Now, this is the NIV. Now, I'm going to skip the first part here. I'm going to go to the when Lord gets on to it. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Instead of listening to what the Lord told him, he got angry. Now, what was he doing? What was he doing wrong? He was doing a sacrifice wrong. He wasn't doing it because he was doing it because he was trying to get the, he was trying to manipulate God. And God saw through it. Now, his brother was not manipulating God. His brother was doing it because he wanted to do it. This guy, he was manipulating God. God knew it. God saw his heart. Now Cain said to his brother, "Abel, let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is your brother Abel? Abel." I had to have the echo there. I don't know if he echoes or not, but then myself, I can't even do the voice I hear. I can't even hear the voice that I hear for the Lord. It is so loud and thunderous and holy that I can't even do it. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother?" Oh, I messed up. Then he replied, "I don't know," he replied. "I don't know," he replied. There, so that's what I meant to do. "Am I my brother's keeper?" He's denying it to God. Then the Lord said, here he goes. Then the Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out from me to the ground." Now, he ain't worried about whether the person's a legal immigrant, whether they're brown, white, Mexican, Latino, yellow, red, Indian, white man. He don't care what color you are. If you kill somebody, you're crawling out, your blood's, if you kill an innocent person, you shedded an innocent person's blood. That innocent person's blood is calling out to God from the ground. That innocent person's blood is, he don't care about whether it's a Venezuelan or not. "Oh, God's watching." Oh, yeah, God's watching, all right. Yeah, God's watching. You're right. You're right on, buddy. You stupid little idiot. You need to educate yourself. Satan trends online following the death of Lord Jacob Rothschild. Now that was not an innocent man, but nobody shedded his blood. He lived a lifetime, and thank God, because if you shedded their blood, if you shedded their blood, they'd be the innocent one. They would be, "Oh, victimized, martyr. He was killed." That thing died after living a whole life at 87 years old. Massive protests rocked Brazil over socialist president coup. Probe into Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro was the Brazilian Trump. The love of money is the root of all evil. Jacob Rothschild's dead at 87. Social media users are spying Dallas Jones out there at the shadow ban on X. Projection: Pelosi calls for intervention into Trump's mental health. What about your own president? What about his mental health? Didn't you fever surges by 400% in Brazil after Bill Gates' vaccine gene-edited mosquitoes released? Ron Paul, after 2 years, neocons desperate for more war in the Ukraine. I done took that one. But now I went with Black Thugs, but now I really should have went with white liberals. White liberals are dangerous, y'all. They're dangerous than all of them. They're the ones that stirring up all these black people, these little black children to go out here and kill these white people. And it's like, these white liberals are dangerous. Exclusive globalist leaders move into bunkers ahead of the world collapse. All you care about is illegals and their votes. Hecklers disrupt AOC town hall. Me, look at her grinning. Look at her little grin, her little cute little grin. Oh, she thinks it's so funny. Oh, she thinks it's so funny. It's so funny, AOC. It's so funny. Oh, y'all can't see the articles. I'm sorry, y'all. I was showing y'all the articles. I didn't know I'd flipped it over. I'm sorry, y'all. That's the thing about having the browser in front of you. You can't see what's going on. I really need one of them screens where I can have two screens, so I don't have room for that. Look at her little grin. Oh, she thinks it's so sweet. Oh, it's so funny. She's so sweet. She thinks it's so funny. Oh, she's just so, oh, she's just grinning. She's just smirking. Oh, she's just smirking. She thinks it's funny that we're overrun by illegal aliens. I hate y'all wasn't sending those articles. I don't know when I flipped it. Oh yeah, I flipped it when I was talking. But I didn't go back to it. I'm sorry, y'all. That's my mistake. My mistake. I'm gonna end here in a minute. I've done 27 minutes. That's long enough. 27 minutes is long enough. That's been the podcast for today. Satan Trends Online, find the death of Lord Jacob Rothschild. Yeah, I celebrated when I came onto my podcast. It's not that I take death funny. I don't think death is funny. It's just these people. If you knew everything he was connected with, I got him confused today. I think it was the Rockefellers that. I think it was the Rockefellers that did the COVID thing. But either way, he's behind it. They're all behind it. They fund it. They want to see. They want to see you dead. Let's see what else is here before we get off. Secret Service agents exposes deep state plan to terrorize American citizens. Ex-censorship's InfoWars. What will Elon Musk do next? Report. Man claims he was hired by Ukraine to assassinate Tucker Carlson. Virginia bill will let thousands of convicted criminals, including murderers, out of prison. That's all they think about. Sparing the poor just because of whatever color he is. No, I done told you. It don't matter what color you are. You don't escape the eyes of God if you're out here committing crimes. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Y'all forgot them all. Let's bring up the Ten Commandments. Let's go out with the Ten Commandments. Because, yes, the Ten Commandments are still in effect. You're thinking about the Old Testament laws. If you love God, you'll keep the commandments. If you love God, you'll keep the commandments. Let's bring it up. Anybody who don't keep the commandments doesn't love God. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no strange gods before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. That's why they didn't even mention Yahweh. But no one even mentioning his name. It's not taking it in vain. Now, what I was talking about on a stream earlier is taking the Lord's name in vain. When you're just saying it for no reason. Remember to keep holy the Lord's Day. That is Saturday, y'all. I don't care what the churches are doing. And I'm not trying to go up against my churches I love. But now, the day is the Sabbath day. Honor your mother and your father. That's why I don't listen to anybody but, and even then I argue with. But I still respect them. If you ain't my mom and daddy, I'm not going to listen to you. That's why my daddy had a right to talk to me like he did. Nobody else does. You shall not kill, aka murder. They should really write it out as murder. You shall not commit adultery. That means you don't cheat on your spouse. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. How many times have you been lied about in your life? How many times have you been lied about? You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or anything of his. It actually describes that. Don't cover his house, his people, etc. Don't covet his stuff. Don't covet his stuff. You take what's yours and you don't covet your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's goods. There you go. Did we get all of them? Let's bring up the tablet so I make sure we get all of them. You shall not covet. Yeah, we did. We covered them all. If you keep all those things right there, and those ain't out of, I don't care what you say, those are not Old Testament. The laws of Moses are the Old Testament, not the tablets, not the Ten Commandments. If you love God, you'll do all those things, and you'll try to do them. You might fail, but you'll at least keep it in your heart. You'll at least keep it in your heart. I'm going to close with that. Thank you all for listening. I will see y'all next time. I'm going to roll the outro podcast. Let's roll this too. I haven't done it in a long time.
You are listening to home musician, gamer, talker, and host, Anthony Stone. Our link is theapsshow.com. Thank you and God bless.
And I am going to put this over on Podomatic.
Thank you for listening to the APFNS show by Anthony Stone. For more information, please visit theapsshow.com. Goodbye and please subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. Have a great day.
I rarely do the podcast anymore, but I do gaming all the time. But I do, the thing about it is with the gaming and the talk is, I usually run my mouth too. Boy, I put my throat up. I did too much shouting. Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Now remember, the Lord is watching. Yes, little Venezuelan schmuck. He's watching, and he watched that woman gun down that innocent woman. And now her blood cries out to him. We're tired. I'm tired of the abuse of the Bible. That's one of the things I hate, y'all. One of the things I was going on about in my podcast. I mean, God would have to literally, he'd literally have to come to me and tell me to actually just overlook somebody. Because I think men are just twisting his words. I don't trust men.